Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we be live on the Blog Talk, and now we are live and coming to YouTube near you.
From Mars.
Mars.
From Uranus.
Oh.
Damn. I like that one better.
I love that word.
She's flirted. Oh, my God. She's so cute.
That's isn't it you're talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking. Why can't you hear
Am
me?
Am I talking? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. What's wrong with you?
Okay, something just happened because y'all are really quiet, and I don't know what's
going on. That's
because
you snorted. That's why you were quiet. You need to quit snorting on the show. You save that shit for the bathroom and after work like everybody else does.
Ooh. She
went
there. I broke everything.
You broke everything.
No.
You're going to be all right.
I'm so alone.
Can you not hear us
There's
at all?
No one.
I'm so alone.
I don't think she
beside
can hear
me.
Oh, my God.
Sit tight to her.
Your sound, man.
My troubles have all gone. Hi.
You can right-click on your sound.
Can y'all hear me? My bad.
Yes, we can hear you.
Volume mixer, baby.
I can't hear anything. I'm going to shut up, and y'all just do your thing.
Really?
You know what? Let me introduce the show, even though I can't hear. So y'all hush. I'm going to introduce the show. All right. I can't hear y'all, so I'm going to go ahead and just go. It's April 9th, 2015. Wait, someone's talking to me. I did. I don't know what's going on. You know what? Hey, let me turn up Skype. That way I'll hear y'all at least once. Boom. Okay, say something.
Something.
Rawr, titties and boobs.
All right, I can hear you on Skype. That's good. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and introduce the show. It is April 9th, 2015. It is Thursday, time for our Rough Raw and Ready show. I'm Snow White, and apparently my sound's all effed up, and I'm trying to fix it. Yeah, that's Corey over there. She likes to cut me. And then Ginger is over in the corner, and she might be on the sauce. I'm just saying.
Yeah, might be on the sauce.
Might be
about
on the sauce.
It's all right.
Might
all
right.
be.
A little bit of sauce. It's okay.
There is no might be about it.
Tiny bit of sauce. It's all right. It's all right.
Tiny?
Okay, so it was like, I don't know, 6 shots total.
What?
Yeah. What?
But.
Dude, if that was me, I'd
out
be like,
over a couple hours, I'm good.
No, if that was me, I'd be like, screw you, I'm going to bed.
Screw you, I'm going to bed. Screw you, I'm finna start bar fights in 6 different bars at one time. Figure that shit out.
It's not even 100%. We're good. We're fine.
No, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed with that person over there.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
Oh, yes. It's like that.
It's a whole bunch
I'm
of shady
first.
Shit. I'm
no,
sorry. Okay.
No, Molly, Blog Talk is a whore. Blog Talk, like, took away our blog, and half the time it doesn't work, and it keeps crashing, and it's a whore. So fuck you, Blog Talk.
Yeah, Ma, that's why we... Yeah. It is. It's over there. It doesn't want to
Wait,
pay for
where's
it.
Molly?
She's in YouTube.
She's in YouTube.
Oh.
Hi, Molly. I want to... Oh, you know what? While we have her on the air, I'm just going to go ahead and embarrass her. In case y'all are not following Molly on Facebook, you should. She put up a video, and she actually can play guitar and sing her ass off. Who knew?
What? Go,
I
Molly.
All I can say was work. So that's what I said. Work.
Work.
When I saw it, work, Molly. Work.
All right, we know we have to sing her song now.
I don't know her song.
Molly Pop, Molly Pop, oh, Molly,
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 Molly
Pop.
Molly,
doom, 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 doom. Molly. Okay, I'm good.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
Love you, Molly.
Molly's awesome.
I know she. That's what she's making me blush. Of course you're blushing, but she really can't sing. I was highly impressed.
Work
I tried to
it,
sing along,
girl.
But
work
my,
it.
But my vocal cords are way out of shape, as I realized the other day. I decided I was gonna try to sing Beyonce, you know, but it was not working. I sounded like Beyonce's little sister that they keep locked in the back room.
Well, I horrible. Would try to sing, but I'm pretty sure
no,
my cat
no.
would run from the room.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yes.
We don't really want you to do that because we love you. Please don't do that.
I know.
All right.
I know. Hey, at least I admit that I can't sing, right?
Yes, not
like I can totally sing.
Yes, Molly, you need to add me. It's Ginger Rocks.
You can add me on PlayStation 2. You find me on Ginger's list.
Yes.
I don't remember what my name is. I know it's.
I think it's GX. GX. Is it Corey, possibly? It's either GX Corey or Game of Matrix or some fusion of those.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I know how to type it in two or three times.
I do
times.
Not have like Xbox One, and I will never get one because that is blasphemy.
Stupid. I swear to
you. Maybe. But for the time being, assume that it's blasphemy and that I will not be having one. But I do have a PS4 that I have no games for. When am I going to get some games? God.
Girl, and I don't know why your download shows no free games. There
you didn't believe me until I showed you the picture,
games.
Did you? I had to show Ginger a picture of my download. Right. She's like, it should be right there. I was like, there is nothing in my queue. Nothing.
You need to contact someone about that because, yeah, I got Loadout and some other shooter games. And there was
when
a new
you,
Alien
when
one.
When did you get your PlayStation, though? When did you get it?
As soon as it came out.
There you go. Remember, I'm getting mine almost a whole year later. They were giving it to you because you just got it.
Well,
your couch.
I got it in October, so it was a couple months after it came out.
See, whereas when I got it in December, they were like, "Fuck your couch," so I don't have anything.
What?
Am I back?
I hear you. We've been hearing you the entire time.
Yeah.
Chrome just fucking crashed on me. Now there's like this unknown person in here. I don't know if that's me or not. I don't know what's going on.
Well, close out Chrome and restart it.
I did.
And then re-click on the link and rejoin us.
Fucking Ginger, troubleshooting for the win.
Chrome.
All right, while she's doing that, Ginger, do your story.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm here. I'm willing.
Do your
I didn't sign up for PS Plus, though.
I want to go.
Maybe
Hey, we got news to do.
My bad.
All right. So, we're always talking about violence in video games and how people are trying to blame video games for all the violence and shit. Well, there's new research going on where people are actually using video games to explore how people respond to violence. Who's typing? Because that's, like, really loud.
I'm sorry. You know, this goddamn... I love my snowball. I need to find a way to suspend it over my like head so
it works. I tried to pull it in.
I'm blush now. Oh my god.
I really tried to hold it in. I tried.
Oh Lord, she snorted.
It does. I tried to hold it in for the love of God. Oh.
I'm okay. I'm crying. I'm okay. 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 Molly says, giggity. Yep. All right. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So, Monash University, which is in Melbourne, Australia, is trying to map people's brain when they're doing first-person shooter games. They're trying to figure out how people have moral justifications for extremely violent acts. So I'm going to give you a little bit about this real quick. The researchers at Monash University, led by Dr. Pascal Molenbergs, which is director of the university's social neuroscience laboratory, conducted a study where they asked participants to imagine themselves shooting innocent civilians, and this is while watching scenes from the violent video game, and in some cases, and in another, asked them to imagine enemy soldiers. They completed this mental exercise as researchers mapped the activity in the part of the brain associated with unconscious moral decision-making. According to the data collected, brain activity changed depending on whether they believed the killing was justified or not, which, you know, makes sense to me. Some people seem to have problems. This is a quote, by the way, from Dr. Molenberg. He says, some people seem to have problems with switching back because they've kind of learned over a long period to kind of switch off their emotions. And if you then return to a normal situation where you, again, don't have to fear for your life, but just have to engage in a normal type situation, there seems to be having problems with trying to switch it on again. One of the goals of the study is to basically train people to become more empathetic and to become more morally sensitive to specific types of situations. So you can imagine that some people who commit extreme violence through therapy and through training can become more moral over time. That's actually a huge thing that, the whole nature versus nurture argument going on. This is a huge thing to lean towards nurture. Like, if you can take an extremely violent person and through therapy and through, using this whole changing their moral compass kind of thing to make them less violent, that is huge, huge for the nurture side. I mean, this is exciting shit to me. Then again, maybe I'm a nerd. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see exactly how they set this up. I want more information on the research. Because they've done this research so many times and have shown that, there's no link between violence and video games.
Well, this is a little different. This is where they're using violence and video games to map how people respond to certain situations, like their moral compass. Like, they put them in situations where they, have to imagine shooting just innocent civilians, and then they have to imagine themselves shooting enemy soldiers, and they map their brain to see whether their brain thinks that they're being morally right or not.
Oh, okay. All right. I better understand that.
Yeah. That's like, this is extremely, supremely interesting to me, and I just love stuff like this, because it has to do with, the biology and the psychology.
Hello?
Oh, it's awesome.
Can anybody hear
yes.
me?
Sorry. Yes.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What I'm hoping that they do is actually do something with it. We've been talking about this for quite some years since the Sandy Hook shooting, that they need to be doing biological testing on these people when they're little. So just because they have the research doesn't always mean they're going to use it in a, in a way that's going to be helpful. When it would be, that when if you're able to map out those areas of the brain, then you can create another test. You can go back and start looking at little people while, right as their brains are forming, keep an eye on them,
Yeah, well, what I was thinking is with these diagnoses, it's not sociopaths, it's psychopaths that can't, they have a hard time with, they understand right from wrong, or at least what's morally right from wrong, but that doesn't mean that they feel it. So maybe if they do this and they can map it, they can find a way to turn on whatever's been turned off inside their body biologically.
I don't think necessarily that they should. I just need to know who these people are. Because it's going to wind up being a medication. And with anybody who's sick, will tell you at some point you start thinking, I don't need this medication, I'm fine. And we have a sociopath who forgets to take their medication that day and then decides to run over somebody because...
But the rest of the day, maybe they won't torture that small animal or, kill someone because it just doesn't bother them or do whatever.
True. But maybe
having the memory of feeling this way.
No, they don't work their way for them.
True.
It is like anybody that takes medication. And I have a friend, I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to embarrass her, but she takes medication, not for being a psychopath or sociopath, but when she's feeling good, it happened. There was her and I had another guy friend that I've known for years, and when they're feeling good, they start thinking, I feel so great, I don't need the medication. And then once they're off it and, things start going horribly awry, there's no memory of that if I take the medication, I'll feel better. It's just, I feel bad. They're stuck in the moment that they're in
That's true.
So, and I don't know that their memory of would help anything until they got caught. If they ran over somebody that day, then the police might, I'm not supposed to do that. Okay, well, I need to take a medication. I don't want to be arrested again. Maybe you're right, because it's happening right then, but it won't be because they got home and go, that might not have been a good thing. I remember that that was not a good thing to do. No. Then get home and be like, that was awesome.
Yep. That's true. It's sadly true. And there's actually some people who, and this is the people with some serious mental issues, where they can't even tell right from wrong. Like, they don't understand that going out and killing innocent civilians is not morally right, or not morally wrong, I should say.
Yeah, there was a blog that I used to read, and it was a diagnosed, I want to say she was a sociopath, and she did not feel the normal things that we felt. And it talked about how she coped living her life and how she had to kind of follow other people's leads on, at least early on in her life, how to follow other people's leads on what was morally right and morally wrong, because she didn't have that compass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course.
Even I am guilty of some days I wake up and I feel awesome and I said, I'm not going to take my medication, but yeah.
Yes,
I take it anyway, but because I do have the memory of what it feels like when I don't take it. So, yeah, I make sure I take my medicine. But
yes,
I still have
I start noticing, my sleep schedule gets all fucked, and I get all kind of off feeling when I don't take mine for a day or two. I'm like, oh, dope, my bad. Mm-hmm. Let me go grab that.
I'm going to need a nap. Did I take my medication? Oh, yeah. I didn't take
my medicine I take is for my migraine, and I make sure to take that shit on time every day because I have not had a headache since I started taking it.
You have pain as as a detractor.
Yes, I do.
Now, I don't seem to notice anything for the first day or two, but after about 3 days not being on it, I'm like, wait a minute. Something's off. I'm fuzzy, cloudy. Let me get this right.
Yeah, mine is.
Oh, you don't piss me off.
Look, well, see, mine is naps are not bad, so I'm
that
not.
Too.
You know, I don't think anything of it. I'm like, ooh, I'm getting a nap in. Oh, this is nice. This afternoon nap, fifth
true,
day in a row.
True.
This is probably not.
That's true.
But anyway.
All right, moving on. My turn. Not my turn.
Okay.
All right. We heard that OnLive was being sold to Sony. Actually, Sony bought OnLive already.
Are they bought their assets? They bought more stuff?
Yeah. Well, no, not so much that. But OnLive, of course, you know, is going to be shut down. We've already heard this. Sony bought it, and it's like, we just bought you to shut you down. OnLive is not going to offer any refunds or save data after the shutdown.
Ooh,
so
what?
You who had data on OnLive, it's gone. It's gone.
Y'all fucked. Y'all done fucked.
Yeah, because
Sony
bought assets.
Oh, you're going to piss me off.
So OnLive announced that it's going to be going offline at the end of the month. So y'all don't have much time, by the way. They didn't fully explain what was going to happen to customers who purchased a variety of different services for OnLive, but that they're not going to get any sort of refunds. All your data is gone. Anyone who purchased games, hardware, or subscriptions will not get a refund, according to OnLive support, is what it says. Customers will also lose access to play past games. And so any games you bought are gone, too? Oh, that pissed me off. And all related saved data will be gone. Data on CloudList will still be available via Steam. If you purchase a PC-only Steam game for play on Live, no refund is available. If you bought Live or OnLive hardware, such as the OnLive game system or OnLive Universal Wireless Controller, you will not get a refund. But if you bought it before February 1st of 2015, you can ask for a refund if you email them at support@onlive.com.
Wow.
Make sure your subject line is hardware refund. Second Life SL Go customers are not getting a refund either, and SL was just pushing this last month as a big thing.
Yes,
hey,
they
can now pay for SL
it.
Go with your Linden. So any data, any games, all of that after April 30th are gone. Gone.
Well, see now, Linden can help with that because they can go in and reverse that money back. At least I hope they can.
Yeah.
And I really hope.
I don't know. I mean, does Linden Labs take that? And then are they like kind of a third party middleman sort of thing?
Yeah. That
well,
is a middleman. If you're paying for it with your Linden, that's still money that has to pass through Second Life and through Second Life's market and then over to them. So they have to come in and get that money out of whatever Second Life account that they have. So Second Life may be able. I'm not telling you people, please do not go
I'm
and tell them to reverse.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they set it up like on the marketplace kind of thing, where you go and pay here on the marketplace for it, you're not going to get it.
I don't think they would have done it that way for them.
I don't think they did the marketplace. By the way, Molly is asking, is that the decision of OnLive or Sony?
I'm assuming Sony, because Sony's got, I mean, they're the ones who bought it, the assets, the patents, everything.
Yeah.
So they're the one who are going to be deciding the final call on this.
Wait, we got us
a
tweet that came in. Hello, Cecil 234. He says, this is yet another problem with game streaming or all digital gaming. Well, at least digital files can be fixed for now.
True story.
Maybe Steam will step in for the Steam users, we hope, and say, hey, you know how they'll let you, if you have a game, an old game, like I have the Guild CD, and they'll let you bring your key. I don't know if you had key for OnLive games. I never bought one, but...
No, you don't. It's just the game. Oh, shit, I have OnLive.
Yeah, because I'll
see it. You better cancel your OnLive account.
Well, see... And I mentioned this a while back because wasn't Sims being hosted on online or being pushed on online a couple months back?
I don't remember.
So a lot of people were buying their Sims updates and whatnot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say that's probably not true because you know how EA is about their shit. You know, they don't even want their stuff over on Steam. Remember, the Sims 4 does not exist on Steam, and it probably won't for, like, another year.
Okay, I may be wrong then, but I was thinking there was something.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying you know how EA is about this shit.
Y'all don't piss me off. And they're still trying to sell shit on the website. I'm looking at the website right now. They're talking about careers and selling shit.
They're something they're just not going to do on live that way anymore. And if Sony puts them, Sony will do something with it. We just don't know what. They're not going to tell us.
That's not totally true. Last week we went and checked out Microsoft something or other, and they still had games up there. Fuck, they were still charging for the one game, $60, and it's free now.
Nobody's watching that store. We all know that. Nobody's watching their stuff. I don't know why. I don't know if it works. We saw that it's up there, but can you really buy it is the question. We kind of didn't try to go through that process of buying it. But we did get a nice pop-up with it. Can I help you? Hello, I'm a life advisor. May I help you?
Did you know your store is fucked up?
did you really talk to them?
I did really talk to them.
Yes, she really did. She was doing that awesome. We should have had that on the screen. We didn't have time. That's what it was.
We were like the last couple of minutes.
Damn, we got to do that again. We got to do that one again.
All
right.
Shit,
okay, wait a minute. I see something juicy here that I may have to supersede what I'm about to tell you. So let me wait for that.
You can decide.
It's not. Never mind. Let it go. I'm walking away from that one. Okay, so I am rather saddened, but also, I'm saddened by this. Okay, so you guys know, big City of Heroes fan. If you play Guild Wars 2, you know who NCSoft is. Well, NCSoft, it's a bunch of people looking for jobs. If you got job openings, can you go find some of those people? NCSoft cut 16 employees from their customer support operations down here in Austin. Ginger, do you have the biscuits ready for the people to come to your house?
come on down. I'll go ahead and put some in the oven. It's all right.
You know, I am looking forward to the day. I'm looking forward to the day when Ginger sends us a picture of her back porch and there's a bunch of game developers sitting out back with sweet tea and biscuits.
And we ain't talking about that fake sugar bitch.
And it's got a sign say developer will work for biscuits. There you go.
I think we need to make that happen.
Right? Or we'll code for biscuits. There you go. According to our friends over at GameIndustry.biz, Nature's just trying to break in here, really. This is the final phase of restructuring process announced last October. NCSoft West. Why is it West? It seems to be South to me. It's transitioning.
Why does it got
to
be West? Why can't it be
level,
East?
This is where they're going to fuck up. They're transitioning their first level customer support services to an external provider. This change will better enable the company to provide scalable customer support across new business segments and its current portfolio of popular games. Unfortunately, as a result of this migration, a small number of customer support positions have been impacted. Today's change would have no impact to former, current, or future customers and is intended to enable NCSoft West to more easily – notice I'm slipping into my fake voice – to more easily scale its future support organization for new products on new platforms. The decision to reduce staff is never an easy one, and NCSoft West will be working closely with those impacted in providing ongoing support. We sincerely wish everyone impacted well in their future endeavors. In other words, bitch, here's $2,000. Get the fuck off my porch. I ain't giving you nothing else. That's what they just said to those people.
Pretty much. And honestly, if they are outsourcing, they are, and this sounds so awful, but as a technical support person, I cannot tell you how many times I get calls from U.S. customers or even European customers, and they're like, oh, you speak English? Thank goodness. Oh, my God, you have no idea. You speak English, and you speak it in a way that I can understand it.
It's a bad thing, but there is a very, very much from customers of all companies, and I've done tech support for a myriad of companies, and there is a very anti-non-American sentiment when they are calling in for their customer support. And on one hand, I understand. some of just some nuances of our language, just as we don't get some nuances of other languages. It just
exactly
well, and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to be nice when you call in, but or whatever it is, however you reach them, email, and the person just doesn't understand it because maybe they haven't been in the, they've never been to the U.S. at all, or they haven't been here long enough to understand certain things are meant to be jokes and certain things are serious, and
yep.
So it just, it does not mesh well. And it's
and one thing,
in translation.
Yeah. If I call and I get someone with a very heavy Indian accent and you tell me your name is George,
don't lie. Tell me your name is Ahmed or whatever the fuck your name is.
Yes.
I don't like that either because that's like, I don't know what you, why are you telling me? I know that's not your name. I know it's not.
I got one female. Yes, my name is Betty. What?
You can't even fucking say Betty. No, your name is not Betty. Say your real name. Be proud of your heritage. Even if
you're
in America and you came here and you became a citizen, still, I don't like that. And I wouldn't work at a company that will make me not use my real
name.
And y'all know I have a very unique real name.
She does.
And I happily use it. I print it on my damn shirt. Bitch, my name is Salako Kipika. Not an essay.
Yes, my name is Princess Jasmine is my name.
Right, bitch. That's right, bitch. Call me PJ.
PJ. There you go. Call me PJ.
Damn it. Now that episode for Friends is going through my head. Princess something something banana hammock.
Oh, my. You know what? I'm going to need you to stay off of the Netflix, really. You need to stay off the Netflix.
Man, I own
it. You don't mind if I go again? Because I got a juicy. I got it.
You'll go ahead. You'll go ahead.
All right, but I got it after her.
Ooh, all right. Okay. Okay. So you guys know who LinkedIn is, right?
Yes.
Y'all know what lynda.com is, right?
Yes.
LinkedIn just bought lynda.com for, y'all ready for the price?
$4.5 million.
Try $1.5
billion. Holy
God
shit.
Damn.
I don't know. Princess Consuela banana hammock. Thank you, Molly. I
got so distracted by that.
I'm sorry. Okay, so $1.5 billion?
You heard $1.5 billion.
$1 billion.
Did the whole pinky thing. Wow.
But who is or what is lynda.com?
Okay, lynda.com was kind of like a, how can I explain it? A YouTube that had nothing but tutorials and classes. You had some free and some were paid. Some they would give you subscriptions as a student to college. Like if you had college, they'd knock half you off of your subscription. When I got my PHP certification, part of my classwork was done via Lynda. My instructor did some of his own videos and some were there. I don't know what LinkedIn's about to do. Okay, but anyway. Lynda, first, is about 20 years old. I didn't even know they were that old, actually. And they had a book with on how to design a website, and that was in 1997, way back in 97. And then they went web-based in 2002, and now they're, like we said, primarily subscription-based, and it helps you learn new skills through videos, blah, 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 blah. Back in January, lynda.com, they got $186 million in funding, okay? And this was in addition to $103 million that it already raised in 2003. This is kind of like, where the hell did you come from, Lynda? I didn't know you were doing that well. So LinkedIn came in and said, they've been buying up a bunch of shit. Like, we've not been paying attention. They bought a company called SlideShare for $119 million in 2012. Who knew LinkedIn had this kind of money either? Pulse for $90 million. And in 2013 and 2014, they bought a company called Bizzo for $175 million and another company called Bright for $120 million. I need to know who owns LinkedIn and is his lap free to be, you know, for me to sit
and
in it.
And does he have a brother that he gives money to? I'm just asking.
Just in case. LinkedIn says they're looking to further align themselves with career development. It kind of makes sense that they bought Lynda. And they said it makes sense for them to focus on connecting businesses and workers. So when they're going to integrate the two. I don't know how they're going to do this, but it's going to be brilliant because I never would have put the two together, honestly. I don't know why I wouldn't. So we'll see what they do. Maybe they said they hope that they can make it easier for professionals around the world to accelerate their careers and realize their potential through learning and development of new skills. That's their official announcement. I want to see what you guys are going to do, LinkedIn. I was not a fan of LinkedIn when it came out. I was like, this is stupid. But let me pass it along to my girls and guys out there dating. It's a good place to check up on your person. When they say they graduated from UT, you can find out. I'm just going to tell you. Bitch, you didn't graduate from UT. Your ass works at McDonald's.
No.
You're the team manager. Hey, that is a tool. I'm sure they did not mean sure they not mean for LinkedIn to be used that way, but that's what I do. If I'm on a date and guy's bragging about his education,
yes.
I'm be like, really, you graduated from where? Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Mm.
Let's check that out right quick. Mm.
Pull out my phone. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just texting my friend. Team manager for Burger King.
So you can't even afford this meal, can you, bitch?
Look, gathering up my stuff. Mm, get my coffee.
Yep.
I paid for that coffee. Fuck you and your couch. This coffee's going to be. Thanks, my team manager. You should have brought me a McCafe. You can't afford the Starbucks, bitch. Okay, no, I'm sorry.
God damn. Oh, my God.
You already know how I am.
You no, I like it. I like it, though. I like it.
Sorry.
You know what else LinkedIn is good for, Molly? Stop. Anyway, let's go.
My turn.
I don't stalk.
Yes, no, no, not you.
My
not
turn.
You go, and then I go.
All right, we all know the game Postal. I think Ginger is the one who brought it up a long time ago.
No.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, Postal's the one where you actually go postal on people,
uh-huh.
Innocent people, just randomly killing people.
Just
so Postal people. Was rejected from Google Play for gratuitous violence. Yes. I'm going to read this for you, and I don't agree with this particular post, but I'm going to read the post for you. I got it off Game Politics. It says, according to a forum post over at the official Running with Scissors forums, Postal won't be making it to Android devices. Why? Because apparently it has been rejected from the Google Play Store because it contains gratuitous violence. While the Postal series is known for its outlandish levels of violence, Running with Scissors makes a valid point when it notes that other equally violent games are already available in the marketplace. From the post, we know many of you have been excited that Postal is going to be made available on Android devices, but it seems we have hit a bit of a snag. Unfortunately, it appears Postal has been rejected from Google Play due to it containing gratuitous violence. Sadly, this means it won't be welcomed alongside the Grand Theft Auto series, Carmageddon, and Horde of Zombie Games on Google Play. For those that don't know, Google Play is a premier store for Android apps. There are other outlets, though, so fear not, Postal fans. While this is disappointing for us, it won't stop you from being able to play Postal on your favorite Android device. We're looking into Humble Store, Amazon, and other Android app stores. We will let you know when the time comes where you can pick up your Android copy of Postal. Yeah, see, for me, Postal really has no point other than going around and killing people. That's the point of the game. All
you
the
know,
games
you
that
know,
you just said have points.
You hit the nail on the head. And that's what everybody thinks GTA is. You're randomly going around killing people and
wrecking
their
that's
cars.
That's not it.
But it's not. There's actually a story to it. There, at the first I don't know about the most recent Postal, but the first Postal, I understood what they were trying to get across. Is this is what we were just talking about earlier in the show. This is what somebody who's psychotic thinks. This is how they may view the world. But further along the line, like I picked up another incarnation of Postal, and it didn't come across that way to me at all. But the first one actually disturbed me playing it.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a while before you start realizing that this person is steadily descending into madness and they're crazy because they have you going around shooting up stuff, and you're like, why am I shooting them? And they start having the narration where he's talking. And he's like, maybe I picked up the mail or whatever. There was one part that he said, maybe I picked up the milk. Maybe none of this is really happening. That's what happened. I picked up the milk. I'm dreaming this. You know, then he kills somebody else. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I get the message. I didn't finish it because it is disturbing. Disturbing place to go in your head.
Yeah,
but I don't know that any of the rest of them have a point to them. And I don't think it should be on the Google Play Store, at least not until they cross over. Remember they were saying they were going to adopt the rating system? Until you get that in place, I would not. And I applaud Google because I think if you don't, you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit if you do.
I agree.
Lawsuit.
Molly says, this is where I could talk for days. It's like hatred. Agreed, Molly.
Hatred
and Postal.
Hatred's another one.
They have absolutely no point whatsoever, except you're running around randomly killing people. There's no storyline. There's no direction that you're going other than randomly killing people to kill people. That is gratuitous violence. The violence in the zombie games that you have, in Grand Theft Auto, and I've never seen Carmageddon, but I'm assuming the same thing. Those have storylines. You have some kind of plot, some kind of point.
Yeah, I mean,
point.
Even APB, where you're running around shooting each other. I mean,
good
guys versus bad guys, but there's a whole story to it.
Exactly. There's a plot to it. There's storyline. And without a storyline, it really is. That's the whole fucking definition of gratuitous violence. There's no fucking point to it. I'm sorry. Let me back up.
Did you back up with your own hands in the air? I'm done.
I drop the mic. Put my hands up in the air. Drop the mic.
I see her backing away, you know, straightening the skirt, all that.
Yep.
Am I right?
Brush my shoulder off.
Yeah, get the hair back in place, you know, all
flip
that.
The hair. That's right, bitch. What?
Well, you may need, what?
Why don't you two have a conversation going on that I don't know about in the privates?
What? What you talking about?
We don't have no privates.
I'll ask.
I got
later.
Privates. I don't know about you. My privates haven't had any attention in a while, but I still got privates.
Dirty bitches is what I'm working with. Dirty bitches.
I got somebody who might want to come.
Hey! It's your turn. Do something before I have to cut
your
friend on her tongue.
Right.
I'm going to cut her on her tongue.
I'm going to get us all riled up again. All right. So
go ahead.
Patient,
I got water.
And I'm not even sure how the hell this works. A patient in a hospital stole video games from an 8-year-old boy.
Wait a minute. What?
Stole video games. He stole a gaming system and video games from an 8-year-old boy who was visiting him in the hospital. So the boy and his mother came and brought Burger King or McDonald's, there we go, to this guy. His name is Dave Schmoder. He's 43, and he's got some very, very sticky fingers. The mom and the boy.
You got a picture.
Do I have a picture? Yeah.
Put that boy up so we can get a good look at him.
There we go. This guy right here, kind of a small picture.
He looks cool.
Yeah.
You look like Dave Schmoogel, whatever the
fuck. I know, right?
He does.
You look like Schmooter.
Sorry.
Yeah, so he stole a video game system and several games that the boy had sat down while him and his mom walked to a computer room. He picked it up, hung it on his IV stand, and then put a jacket over it to hide it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course, they were recovered and found, and the police were called. Now, I need to back this up really quick, because the boy had over $1,000 worth of video games with him.
Okay, first of all, dude needs to stop stealing from an 8-year-old. That's fucked up. Second of all, that little boy is spoiled fucking rotten.
No shit. He had 2 Nintendo DS gaming systems in this black case and 30 to 40 video games. And
okay, I'm going to be quiet.
But he was carrying, and they knew. Apparently, they knew this guy, and they knew that he's a klepto. He steals everything he can get his hands on. And they sat and then turned their backs.
That brings a whole new level to stupid on both sides.
Yeah, for one,
seriously.
You're letting your 8-year-old run around with $1,000 worth of games.
Yes.
And you took him to go hang out with a klepto who steals anything that's not nailed down.
And then the klepto was stupid enough not to realize that in a public hospital, there's going to be security cameras.
No shit.
Security
if you're on
cameras.
An IV stand, I've been on an IV stand. You ain't fucking going anywhere fast with one of them. I mean, seriously. What the hell did he think he was going to do? Hobble out of the room? I mean, really. The fuck's sake, he had an IV stand. What do you want to bet he had a catheter?
Damn, for a guy. That's
bad. Yeah, he weren't going nowhere. And that boy had grabbed that stand with his games on it. Oh, he would have regretted it instantly.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to run away because I'm kind of scared of Ginger right now. Okay, let me just say this. Okay, so pre-teenagerix usually has a lot of games. She still has her Nintendo DS. She's got her 3DS. But there's no way in hell. Like, when we're going somewhere. Like, we were going actually to a Nintendo event. I said, pick your top 5 games. You cannot take all these games with you. Top 5.
See, I get that, and I understand that. That makes sense. But
and one
like 30
system cannot
or 40
take both.
They're saying.
I said you take one, not both. And y'all remember I told you I was trying to get a good look at that guy. He had a golden Nintendo 3DS, and he wouldn't let me touch it. On one hand, I was offended, like, bitch, I'm not gonna steal from you. But on the other hand, I understood totally. I was like, if he was reaching out to touch mine, I'd be like, what the fuck you doing? I don't know you. Yeah. So this is why you don't do that, people. You cannot bring your consoles out in public, even when you go. Now, I haven't heard of anybody having their console stolen at PAX, but generally, again, gamers don't put their stuff down like that. We're not going to leave a bag with our console laying on the floor and be like, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going in the bathroom. I'm going to balance this in my hand while I pee. Us girls know we can do it. No.
No, I got fluffy cakes. It'll go into the bra quite nicely.
Can't put your 3DS in your bra, Ginger.
Well,
You want a bit?
I'm not saying she can't. I'm saying you don't want to do that, you know, moisture condense. You know, that's electrical. You don't want to be putting that in the fluffy.
Oh, it's only for a second. You're fine.
Yeah, see, I have paranoid.
You don't put it underneath the bra. You put it, you know what I'm talking about, Ginger, on the side.
Yeah.
Y'all can put it on the side. I'm just concerned about stuff slipping, you know, even shifting things
well, you know,
in the toilet or fall on the floor.
Dude, what are you doing on the toilet? Acrobatics?
The top of the boobs is rarely sweaty. It's the underboob you got to worry about. But if you put it, like, on top of the boob.
Hang on. Ginger, I got to figure out. She talking about worry about it slipping. The fuck are you doing on the toilet? Fucking acrobatic?
Do you really want
all
me to answer that?
Yeah. I bra loose enough to
do y'all really want me to answer that? Really? Y'all really want me to answer that?
See, I wish I could say that I was blushing right now, but I'm actually kind of intrigued.
Yeah. Anyway. Everything is awesome.
Yes.
Molly, I carried a phone around in my bra the entire day through Disney World for like 4 days straight. My phone was in my bra.
You didn't take it out for 4 days straight? That's a poor phone. How
that is a poor phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I have like a little protective case, but like, well.
She missed the whole joke. You said you carried it around for 4 days straight.
Yep.
Like, you never came out of your bra. I was like, poor phone. She didn't even get a joke.
I'm going to go with that is probably not the reason why she got breast cancer.
Okay, biology, that's the thing. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Do it. We'll jump in. You ready?
Do it.
There have been some studies that say the cell phones do have a direct link to cancer, but it has to be for a long period of time and for a long time during those periods. Like, you can't just have it in your bra for like 15 minutes a day. That's not really going to do anything. But if you have it in your bra for hours and hours and hours for a very long period of time, that could cause cancer. But I'm pretty sure that the girl getting breast cancer wasn't just because of the cell phone. She had other factors going with it, probably some sort of genetic link that made her more predisposed to cancer, and thus the cell phone caused it easier. That's the only thing I can think of, because that's one of those, like, urban legend things.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
So
I mean,
you're saying
it be
because, you know,
after.
Mine was only, like, for an hour or two at a time before I take it out and check it and put it back in my bra, and it was only for, like, 4 days. My fluffy cakes are all right?
Yeah, you're fine. It has to be for a super long time. Now, the thing you got to be concerned with, however, is if you have a genetic link or a family history of breast cancer, that's when you got to start checking it, because that's
okay.
You could think that it got caused by something else, but really it's just because you're genetically predisposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
May I go?
No.
You may go.
Since you bitches want to be hogging everything. Okay. We have no images for people tonight. I got to find
I know.
I got to find something to throw up. Let me find.
They just get the pictures of our little avatars talking.
And they're like, "Hey, bird, I'm so bird. I need pictures and stuff." Bird. They'd say it like that. I'm so bird.
Oh, my God. Like, okay. Really? Can you just leave? Like,
yeah, we need
here.
To start reminding these folks to hit the like button, too.
Yeah.
You want to hit the thumbs up. The one with the thumbs up.
Amen. Holla at a player.
Amen.
No. I said okay. No. I'm pretty sure I said no. All right, so this is going to be
Molly, are you volunteering to check my tickos for me? I'm just saying.
Yeah, tickos. She's shortening it to tickos, not tickle bitties, but tickos.
Tickos.
Okay, so our fellow gamers there in China, they got a firmware update, which is awesome. They got a fucking awesome firmware upgrade. Molly, don't be tweeting me during the middle of the show. Reporting from China. Reports from China are indicating that a firmware update has removed restrictions, meaning they can play whatever the fuck they want to play up in China. What?
Oh, damn. What? Nice. Welcome to the 20th.
Hello,
what century are we in?
The Xbox One launched in China last September. They said they had very healthy sales, 100,000 units per week. I was going to say 100. That's not good.
Damn.
Sony came in after that, launching alongside the Vita March 20th. But Xbox One is holding strong. They're still fighting it out over there in China, but looks like Xbox may have a leg up because they're free to play whatever they want. They found a loophole that was allowed over. They found a loophole over allowing previously outlawed content proves to be a decisive factor in their current growth. So there's a loophole is why they can do this. I'm so happy that I'll be able to play with Chinese games. You know something I haven't done in a while I'm going to do whenever I get a game from my Xbox is I'm going to find somebody to play with. I used to play Burnout with people that didn't even speak English. They'd be speaking whatever they spoke, French, Spanish, and we would just be having a blast. Just over and over. We don't know what the other team is saying. We know one or two words. They'd be like, girl, I hit your car. And I'd be like, je suis Corey, and the automobile crash. Everybody's laughing because nobody knows what the fuck we just they said. I don't know what they said. But so that's good fun right there. That's what's missing. Molly, did they put that back in the Xbox One? Because that's why I really just don't want one. I got an Xbox because I love the community. I love playing. And not community game nights. No offense against anybody that does it. I like just randomly jumping in a game and playing with a game that I like with somebody I didn't know.
Yes.
That can be a lot of fun, yes.
And somebody I knew that liked the game that wasn't going to be crazy because you know those games that you don't need to be in when people are crazy. You don't want to jump in and play Call of Duty with people you don't know because they're just crazy. But Burnout is all about I'm trying to crash you and you're supposed to crash me and it's supposed to be beautiful and explosive and I love that shit. Of course, I had an exploit. I'm sorry for whoever I did this to. Oh, yeah, if you hit them right on that back panel of their car when I was hitting the speed boost, like I let them get ahead of me and then I speed boost and catch up to them and just tap them on the back panel of the car, boom! It was beautiful.
That's
car
hot.
Flipping in slow motion, just explosion. Yes.
That slow was, motion with it?
Slow motion.
Explosion.
That is hot. And I don't even blame you for doing that. I would have done that too.
I have lots of exploits in games. That's why I beta test. Sorry.
I got one, and then I think we got to do Steam sales.
Yeah, because they're going to cut me otherwise. Let me get queued up.
This is a short one, I promise. All right, so World of Warcraft. I know everybody groaned, oh, my God, World of Warcraft.
I was just looking at that. I don't know a thing about that.
There are World of Warcraft tokens now. This is their attempt to stop gold sellers, because gold sellers are fucking ridiculous, let me tell you.
They're going to find a way.
I think they are going to find a way. I do agree. But they're coming up with digital currency. It's called tokens in WoW. And I'm going to read this little blurb for you. It's very short. Blizzard's digital currency for World of Warcraft WoW tokens officially launched today, which was April 7th, in North America. With today's rollout, the currency is now available to World of Warcraft players in North America, Latin America, and a whole bunch of other places. Blizzard has launched an official FAQ explaining what you can and can't do with the currency. Basically, here's the gist. Players will be able to purchase a WoW token through the in-game shop for real money and then sell it on the auction house for gold at the current market price. When a player buys a WoW token from the auction house for gold, the token becomes soulbound, and the player can then redeem it for 30 days of game time.
That really did nothing but add an extra level of me having to try to get shit. Really?
Yeah, but you don't have to do this.
Okay.
This is optional.
Okay. All right. On one hand, I'm looking at this. So somebody buys the game token. They sell it on the marketplace because they want the gold. The person with the gold, who maybe can't afford the subscription, gives them their gold, and they can now pay for their subscription.
Correct.
So there's that. That's kind of cool because that's a lot like, what is that one space game that everybody's been talking about?
Eve
Online,
Yeah. No, I agree. It's really, really good. I don't know if it's going to help gold sellers, but it's really good for the people who can't afford the monthly fee. Because, you know, times are hard, and some people really cannot afford. Well, it's for some people, they can't afford it. So for some people, they can't afford it. So I understand you can't afford the monthly subscription, and you really want to play WoW. So you buy the token, you pay for a month, and you can play. It's just like buying or going to the real money store and buying a game card. You can't afford to do that. That's fine. You can buy the token in-game, and you can do it that way. Now, will this help gold sellers? I don't really think so, because now gold sellers want to give people gold so the people can go buy their tokens on the thing. Because I can pretty much guarantee you that the gold sellers, they're selling the gold cheaper than they would pay for the token in real money. Does that make sense?
Well, it's true, but they're not able to take real-world money out this way.
Yeah. Well, they'll find a way to do it is the problem.
Yeah, they will.
That's true. I'm sure they will try to find a way.
If I sit here long enough, I'm pretty sure I could figure out how to do it.
I mean, I know they could, and I think I already have, but I'm not going to say
it.
Yeah,
we're not going to say it on air. We don't want anybody to do it.
No, that's really bad. But I'm pretty sure that I already know of a way that gold sellers will get around doing that, but it's a good idea for the people, at least people who can't afford the monthly subscription and they really want to play WoW. So they can just make the gold. It's not that hard to make gold in WoW. It's really not. And then you can go buy the subscription or buy the token for the subscription, I mean.
Really? She sounds so like,
really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, what? So we're getting ready to do Steam sales. Okay. I'm gonna give a little bit of backstory. I'm also pulling in GOG because I get bitched. Well, why don't you do GOG sales? Because GOG is the old school gaming.
Yep.
I used to, speaking of doing something stupid, and this is how you learn not to do stupid stuff. You get your things stolen. I had a laptop I bought, and I carried around $3,000 worth of games in the laptop. But that was because, as a young woman, a young geek, I was either going on a temp job or interview or to my man's house. But generally I was smart enough not to leave this laptop in the car. This one time I decided to leave the laptop in the car because I was having dinner, not doing any of those things, having dinner with a friend, and shoved it under the seat and thought it was safe. Somebody broke the window, stole my laptop. And there was a game that I had in there that I have never seen again till just now on GOG. So I already know what I'm playing for the weekend. And it is the stupidest, most asinine, most stupid, this game makes no sense, but I was in love with this game, and it's called Afterlife. I'm going to show y'all a picture of how horrible this game looks. And yes, it looked this horrible then, even with the graphics that was going on. Do I set my screen up while I was flipping through screens? Okay, sorry, y'all. Okay, so this was the game. It's Afterlife. It's on sale at GOG for $5.99. It's like from 19...
Oh, don't win that. Where's it?
You run heaven and hell. And
oh,
you decide.
Shit.
You decide.
Interesting looking.
It's very interesting. I remember, each little. You see, it has all the seven levels of hell.
Wow!
And keep in mind, this is from way back. They said Windows XP, but I want to say I was playing it on Windows 98 back in the day. Yep, 1996. Look at that, January 1st, 1996. Oh my God! Made by LucasArts, who became EA, made The Sims. See, humble beginning. Or I shouldn't say that. He ended up making the Star Wars games. I'm getting my people crossed. But I know this particular sect of LucasArts ended up being absorbed by EA, but then they went on to do their own thing other places. But anyway, I love this game. I love it. I absolutely was just in love with this. I could not find it anywhere else, even after, right after my laptop was stolen. And I'm so happy I'm going to be able to play it again. I haven't played it in so long. So
that is always nice when you find the game.
Yes, I'm finding a lot of those games that were missing, or I'll see it again. I go, oh, I used to have that. Oh, my God, they stole that one from me. I get to pay it for it again. I paid $39.99 for that. Now it's $5. Okay, I'm good. I'm over it. Okay, so.
You know what game I miss?
What?
Old school. ActRaiser.
See, I don't know about ActRaiser.
Oh, I love that game. Oh,
I
my God.
I don't know that one either.
You have to tell
Hold
me
on.
What it's about. You have to find it. And then give me a link. Okay, so those of you on the Steam sales, this one is free to play, and I think I want to play it. It's called Total War Battles Kingdom, and apparently you get to be a young noble, and you try to build up your kingdom and become king. Ginger should probably love this. Ginger always wants
that
to be the
king. That does sound very interesting.
It's got mixed reviews. It is not an MMO, Ginger, so you won't get to hurt actual people. Ginger's very much a social gamer. You play with a lot of people.
I find
people get on my nerves because it's not the same. It's not the same experience as Xbox, where it's genuine, heartfelt. We're just being camaraderie is what I'm looking for. We don't have any general camaraderie. It's always I'm trying to kill you. But look at this pretty screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
You get to train up your soldiers, build up your kingdom.
Did I play that one?
I don't know, but it's free to play this weekend.
I think
views.
I played. I don't think I liked that one.
That is interesting.
I'm pretty sure I played that. I don't think I liked it.
Yeah, I played one like it, I want to say.
I may have
played
one.
I bought one
like it
a couple of weeks ago that I didn't like very much. But I do like these. The game I'm looking for, this was another one that got stolen, where it looks like this particular screenshot here, but you didn't actually have direct mm-hmm. control of your soldiers. Like, if something happened that scared them, like, and it was set during World War II, but if, like, one of their friends got blown up or shot, they would freak them out. They, you know, immediate PTSD, and they'd run, and you'd have to try to calm them down with all whatever you had in your little kit. You know, you have to go over the radio and say, you know, calm down, soldier, or, you know, sing a battle hymn or something to them. I don't know what it was. I love that, too, because I didn't have direct control over them, which made it interesting strategy-wise. All right, so if you want to play that one this weekend, free. I'm trying to speed it up, y'all. I know. I'm going to get cut. You got Running with Rifles on sale. You got Startopia on sale.
Great game. Love
Startopia.
That.
Great.
You build, it's like a sim game. You build space station. Oh, my God. So much fun. Okay, I'm good.
Yes.
Love it.
Grand Theft Auto. Still pre-ordering. This one's Zion Prelude, which I have not seen.
I've not heard the note.
You get to build your world. Yeah, this looks okay.
This kind of looks like what I'm already playing.
Yeah.
I thought this was what you were playing.
A little more in depth, maybe? Uh-uh. I'm playing Reign of Kings.
I thought this was what you were playing. This looks interesting. I think I saw a woman in there a minute ago, so that might be what the difference is.
It looks kind of like Fallen Earth as far as the graphics go.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to play that, that's $30. But y'all are like, I want the cheap ones. Okay, so cheap, free to play over there. I don't know what, 99 Ways to Die? Arcade shooter from the 1980s? Yeah. $2.09. Go ahead and pick that up. You got $10 left after you paid all your bills. Look at all this. You can either get a game and don't eat, or you can pick up this one. I love this game, Injustice: Gods Among Us. I absolutely adore this game. I got to play in the beta. No, this wasn't the one, but I do like this one. If you don't pick it up here, you can probably grab it on either one of the app stores. It is a lot of fun. Please do not get this if you have an old phone and then cry because your phone heats up and burns your hand off. It can't handle it. This is very graphically intensive, so you do need a newer phone. Sorry, people. Sometimes you got to upgrade. You cannot have that phone that your grandma had from way back in the day.
Upgrade.
I Am Bread is on sale.
Upgrade.
I hear this one's a good one. Besiege, still on sale from last week, $6.99. You can afford it. That leaves you a couple of dollars to get a sandwich and a small fry. If you have got the big bucks, you got like $50, you can go to McDonald's. Didn't I say this a couple weeks ago? At my McDonald's, they have where you get 15, you've got $15, they give you like 20 sandwiches and 10 fries and a bunch of large drinks. You college students, that's the way to go. That's your groceries for the week. It's not healthy, but you got to eat. I'm just saying. You got to eat.
True story.
I have never seen this one before. Finders. Anybody play this? It's Fortnite. It's $4.79. It's some kind of simulator. I don't know. It's not interesting to me. It's too cartoony. I don't like them that way.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do I got another couple minutes? Oh, let me pop back over to GOG real quick. Huh? What happened? I'm going to pop back over to GOG real quick because I'm told about that one, too. Okay, so we got some.
Yeah.
Run out of time. I'm trying to pop back and forth. Okay. This one, expensive. Pillars of Eternity. I know some of you out there are still hardcore about this game. I never played any of them, but I heard it was excellent. But if you want a whole pack, and I'm going to show you what all is in this pack. And these are DRM-free. Those of you who like your DRM to be free, love it, love it. Look at this.
More games need to be DRM-free. I'm just saying.
They do. This is the whole pack, bitches. Look at that.
God damn.
You get wallpapers, ringtones, $89.99, ringtones. You get the soundtrack, almanac. This is what I like, and it doesn't say digital, so I'm assuming they're gonna send you an almanac because I like stuff.
It does say digital. Yeah,
damn it! I want a real almanac, bitches. Okay, but anyway, I'll take some of this stuff. I might pick some. I don't think I want the whole thing. But great game, I hear, even for back in its it came out this year, so it's a whole pack. If you want to sit down and play through them. I like these kind of games where I'm, you know, I don't always want to play with these two bitches. I just want to roam around something because they get on my nerves. They won't let me look in my water.
Y'all heard that, right? She don't like us?
Oh, I love you. I just don't want to play with you. Y'all won't let me look in my water. I need to look at my water.
You spend all your time looking at the damn water.
That's right. Got to look at the water. You got some old, not super old, but Shadow's Gate. This is one. I think we were all talking about this. I think all of us have played this. Most all of us. Maybe not quite Ginger. If you like this, the Cleopatra Pharaoh and Cleopatra?
I played that.
I like
you know what
Cleopatra.
That reminds me of? A Tale in the Desert. I love that game. It's so fucking hard to do by yourself,
dude,
but I love that game.
Is A Tale in the Desert still around?
Yes.
That's the only game I know of that's actually harder than Fallen Earth to play.
Yeah, it is fucking hard.
And I'm just going to get through that. Dungeon Keeper is on sale. Remember these games? And those?
I love those games.
Yes,
oh
look.
My God.
Look at how much. Look. $5.99, and you can get Dungeon Keeper, too.
That's not bad.
Theme Hospital. This was one of my favorites. You see, it's already in my cart. It stays in my cart. I'm waiting for it to go on sale again because it was $2.99, and for some reason I let it slip by me. So when it goes $2.99 again, it is in my cart just waiting. You see that? Already in my cart.
Very nice.
I'm not even playing.
I'm on GOG.com. How did you get there?
Type them in.
Oh, there we go.
You people who love you. Oh, it's already 10 o'clock. We got to go. You guys can go look over GOG.
Oh, my bad.
Check out Steam sales. We gotta go. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. I want to see if my is on sale.
All right, we're gonna close this out. So on that note, you can tune in on Tuesday for Pixanese, your favorite pixel fashionistas, biggest bitches in fashion, and we are the reigning queens of bitches right now. You can finish like subscribe channel because that's how we roll. Make sure you hit that little like button on our YouTube video because you know you like us. And on that note, say good night, my bitches.
Good night, my bitches.